This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasizes expansion of Buddha's teaching through education. Six people killed and four other missing in landslide at Doramba, Ramichhap. Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai assures to enhance children's rights and quality education. And Hezbollah fires hundreds of rockets in major escalation with Israel following retaliatory strikes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged for the spread of Buddha's philosophy and message through education. Speaking at Lumbini Buddhist University, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the university's role in preserving and advancing Buddhist teachings. Prime Minister Oli noted that the teachings of Buddha remains relevant even today, stressing that the practice of Buddhism involves more than just external symbols. Six people have died and four others went missing when landslide buried three houses at Soilung Rural Municipality 3 in Doramba on last night. According to the district police office, the deceased have been identified as Chandika Shrestha, her 18-month-old son Ayush, Urmila Pahari, Sandeep Pahari, Santosh Pahari and Bigyan Pahari. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Ramichhap, Pradeep Kumar Singh, said rescue and search operation was carried out soon after getting information about the incident. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattarai affirmed that there is government's commitment to the protection and development of children. Speaking at an interactive program in Devchuli Nawalparasi, Bardaghasusta Purva, focused on the role of stakeholders in protection of children's rights, Minister Bhattarai emphasized the importance of quality education at all local levels. Minister Bhattarai announced that efforts are underway to fully implement free education. Likewise, Minister Bhattarai also highlighted plans to improve midday meals in schools by using local food ingredients, which will benefit both students and local agriculture. The vehicle that fell into the Sunkosi River on Saturday evening and went missing was found at 2 a.m. this morning. Chief Superintendent of Police of District Police Office Sindhuli, Govindraj Kafle, informed that the diving team of armed police brought the submerged vehicle on the riverbank. According to Superintendent of Police Kafle, who reached the spot this morning, the driver and three people inside the vehicle are still missing. The search is ongoing. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil stated that a bill has been introduced to amend the law on banking offences and cheque dishonour cases. The goal is to make the investigation, prosecution and court proceedings more straightforward and effective. In today's meeting of the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives, Minister Podil emphasised the urgency of passing the Banking Offences and Punishment Second Amendment Bill 2080 due to a rise in such incidents. Minister Podil explained that the bill aims to simplify the investigation and prosecution processes as cases of financial fraud, including providing false information to banks, are on the rise. Santosh Chalise, chairman of the Finance Committee, informed that the committee has already consulted with Finance Minister Podil twice and discussed the bill with experts, Nepal Rashtra Bank and the Attorney General. Chairman Chalise mentioned that the committee would continue discussions with the parliamentarians who proposed the amendments and expedite the review of four other bills from the House of Representatives. Parliamentarians have discussed about the production of ethanol, which can be used by mixing with petroleum products. This discussion was held at a meeting of the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Interest Committee of the House of Representatives held today at Singhadarwar. The committee member stressed the need for the government to expedite the process, noting that blending ethanol with petroleum could reduce the import of petroleum products. Furthermore, the parliamentarians called for an immediate pilot production of ethanol, highlighting that local farmers could produce the necessary ethanol in the agricultural land. This would boost employment and ensure a steady supply of petroleum products despite potential reductions. Pilgrims heading towards Kailash Mansarovar have been stranded after rainfall damaged road towards China side. Chief District Officer of Rasuwa, Bednidhi Khanal, said the flood in Kerung-Revillette encroached highway, resulting the vehicular movement disruption. Around 500 pilgrims on their way to Nepal after visiting Kailash Mansarovar have been stranded at Kerung. The main roads of Magdi have been blocked due to incessant rains last night. Beni Maldhunga and Beni Baglung roads that carry traffic from Magdi to Baglung, Kushma, Pokhara, Kathmandu and other places have been blocked due to landslides and flood. According to the district police office, Beni Jomsum connecting Mustang from Magdi and Beni Darbang road has also been blocked by floods and landslide. At least 15 people were injured in a road accident at Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 along Narangad-Muglin road section. Such number of passengers were injured when the bus en route to Kathmandu from Mahindranagar met with an accident at Ghumauni of Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 along the road section. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Bhes Ras Rizal, said all the injured are receiving treatment at Chitwan Medical College while two are in critical condition. Locals of Kherabari, Katsan Kaval, Rural Municipality 1 in Japa have protested after Indian citizens started constructing a road in the No Man's Land, Das Gaza area on Nepal-India border there. Ward Chair of Katsan Kaval, Ranjit Limbu, said that the road construction process has been blocked since last night. The road was being constructed overnight when no one was around. Chief District Officer of Japa, Mandu Prasad Bastola, informed that discussions are being held after the dispute escalated. Arniko and Helambu highways have been obstructed due to dry landslide. The landslide occurred at Bhumlu, Rural Municipality 8 of Kabri Polanchok along Arniko Highway and Panchkhal Municipality 4 along Arniko Highway. According to the District Police Office, efforts to resume the vehicular movement along both highways are underway. Deputy Superintendent of Police Raj Kumar Shrestha said small vehicles have been sent to their destinations using alternative routes. Security officials, local government representatives, civil society organization and social workers from Nepal and India have discussed need to address human trafficking through the open border between both countries. The meeting was jointly organized by Banke UNESCO Club and Opportunity Village Nepal. Participants called for a concrete plan, public awareness and employment opportunities to prevent trafficking. Police who participated in the meeting from India assured support to stop trafficking from their side. Local representatives provided suggestions to strengthen efforts against human trafficking. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Hezbollah says it has fired more than 320 rockets towards Israel, targeting 11 military sites in the northern part of the country. According to BBC, the group says it is beginning a large-scale operation and has sent drones as well as Katyusha rockets towards Israel. Israel's military says it has conducted preemptive strikes against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon after detecting plans to launch an extensive attack. The Israel Defense Force says about 100 fighter jets struck and destroyed thousands of Hezbollah rockets launcher barrels aimed at northern Israel. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has declared a 48-hour state of emergency across Israel. Tensions escalated sharply after Israel killed a Hezbollah commander in Beirut almost a month ago. Sudanese armed forces took a small step towards alleviating that famine earlier this week by allowing 15 UN aid lorries to cross the border from Chad to bring food to the starving. According to BBC, aid agencies hope that it opens the door to a full-scale relief efforts that can save millions of lives. Sudan's humanitarian catastrophe has been the largest in the world for many months. More than half of Sudan's 45 million people need urgent relief aid. More than 12 million are displaced, including nearly 2 million refugees in neighboring countries, Chad, Egypt, and South Sudan. Some food security specialists fear that as many as 2.5 million people could die from hunger by the end of this year. A crisis cabinet has been set up by the Sao Paulo state government to deal with wildfires which have put 30 Brazilian cities on alert. According to BBC, flames have killed two people and smoke has disrupted traffic on a dozen highways, while the capital, Sao Paulo, is shrouded in a grey haze. Soaring temperatures and low humidity are stoking dangerous fire conditions in the state, which has endured a prolonged drought. Now the Jena weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati and Sudur Pashim province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasizes expansion of Buddha's teaching through education. Six people killed and four other missing in landslide at Doramba, Ramichhap. Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai assures to enhance children's rights and quality education. And Hezbollah fires hundreds of rockets in major escalation with Israel following retaliatory strikes. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.